Johnson. We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern, and the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky, and while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, there'll be bidding America goodbye.
South of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours. Nice to have you with us as we once again document the crisis of our republic, the undermining of our national, state, and individual autonomy. And today is the 24th of September, 2011. It's good to have you joining us. I was not here last week live because I had a wedding. And so it's good to be back, and good to have you folks here back with us once again. A lot going on. At the bottom of this hour, we're going to be visiting with Kurt Haskell, if everything goes as planned. Once again, those of you folks might remember, Kurt and his wife, Lori, were on the show, I guess it was about a year and a half ago now. They were the attorneys from from Taylor, Michigan, rather, who were on the flight, Northwest Flight 253, Christmas Day of 2009, and they were at the counter waiting on their flight when they witnessed the sharp-dressed man aid the would-be terrorist, the underwear bomber, Umar Farouk Abdu Mutallab. He was aided on the flight by a sharp-dressed man, and nobody has ever looked into those claims. Nobody has ever investigated the claims. The airport security footage has never been viewed. There were some media reports which said that they looked at over 200 hours of airport footage, and yet nothing has ever been followed up on. So there's an apparent cover-up going on in this case. And the trial of Abdul Muttalib is getting ready to be underway. It's my understanding that jury selection has already started, and he is representing himself, ladies and gentlemen. He has, I guess, a standby attorney. We're going to get into all of this with Kurt Haskell starting at the bottom of this hour, and we're going to be keeping him into the second hour as well. We're going to be taking your phone calls. If you have any questions for him, you can certainly call in and ask. But this is an important story, ladies and gentlemen, because it's part and parcel of the government's repeated campaign, their repeated efforts, their ongoing operations with creating terrorist acts to get us into certain draconian directions. In this case, certain provisions of the Patriot Act were set to expire. Also, the naked body scanners at the airports were certainly introduced immediately following this false flag operation, and it is a false flag operation, in my opinion, as many of them are. We know terrorism is being created all around the world today. We talk about the incidents. We talk about the cases here on the program on a regular basis. All right, we're at the bottom, we're at the break already. We're going to touch upon some other news items that have been happening around the world in the first half hour, and then we're going to get into this with Kurt Haskell starting at the bottom of this hour. It's going to be a cram-packed program today. I hope you folks will stay with us. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. We'll be back in a few.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weiss. The website, by the way, is www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. There are a couple of revisions that we have. Up on the website, we have a new Facebook page. So those of you who are on Facebook, you can go there and click like, and you'll get all of our headlines there and all of the news about the guest information as we get it. So we track the news throughout the week up on the website. Also, there's the Twitter feed there. And now we have a new section up on the website dealing with the Fukushima disaster. So if you go to governamerica.com, and under the issues section, it's the last link there at the bottom of that list. It's the Fukushima fallout. You know, we have information there from the RadNet where they were gathering information about the radiation levels, the different types of isotopes that are found in the U.S. milk supply, the water supply, and I think there are air, you know, cartridge samples there. Problem is with this RadNet, I've noticed that it doesn't look like they're keeping this information up to date, unfortunately. And I'm not entirely convinced that that's by accident. Maybe they don't want people to know. But the last samples that were taken are there. It does show that there are some radiation, you know, levels in certain things, milk, water supply. I talked about the L.A. water supply. And, you know, it's very concerning, this whole Fukushima situation. I hadn't planned on talking about it, but we've talked about it in the past, about how Japan now is preparing to burn anything that's radioactive. And it's going to send all of that radiation up into the air where it can be carried by the jet stream across the Pacific. And it's going to be coming to our shores. Right now, the vast majority of the jet stream is hitting western Canada, according to the map. And, of course, we got the jet stream map there in that Fukushima section as well. So you can go there and see, under computer modeling, where the jet stream is forecast to be at a certain time. And this is a very concerning situation, ladies and gentlemen, and at the very least, you should be aware of it, because the mainstream media is not talking about it, and so that's why it's our job here in the truth media to tell you about it. So at least you can take at least minimal steps to try to minimize your exposure. And I recommend indoor gardening, and there's other people that have been talking about this, apparently, and maybe we'll have some guests on in the future to talk about indoor gardening and to minimize your exposure to the crop situation where you have contaminated crops. You can grow indoors, and more people need to be looking at that as a viable option. Now, moving along here, because time's getting away, and I don't want to eat up the whole show doing chatter, hypocrisy reigns supreme in the environmental movement. These people who are pushing Agenda 21, which is the United Nations program for complete and total control of the population under the guise of saving the environment. They don't really care anything about the environment. They routinely destroy the environment, in my opinion. Good example of that is the Gulf disaster, where they're continuing, I guess, to this day to spray Corexit. So this is being allowed to happen, evidently encouraged to happen. People down there are getting sick. People are dying from respiratory ailments, apparently, from what I'm told. And then this is another thing that you never hear anything about. Maybe local media down there might be talking about it. I don't know. But certainly nothing on a national level is ever discussed. But they destroyed the environment under the guise of saving the environment. A lot of the things that we buy at the store that are disposable, the officials demonize and talk down about, you know, plastics are a good example of that. How many things do we have now that are disposable, come in plastic jugs or bottles or whatever, and they say, oh, plastic is evil, plastic is terrible, and yet they're the ones that are promoting the plastic. If it was so bad, why are they promoting it? You see, it's just to point the finger at you, to demonize you and your habits, so that they can turn around and put their controls into place. That's what this is all about. And now we have a situation. There's a governor of Massachusetts, Deval Patrick. He called for a car-free week. this is a couple of weeks ago, I guess. He called for a car-free week. And he's, you know, he was caught riding in an SUV. So none of these people. Prince Charles talked about banning meat. And Prince Charles, you know, the royal family, you know, the media out over there in the UK reports about how much meat that they eat. I mean, so it's just like Al Gore. They were having this international dimming session where they were dimming the lights. You know, another nonsensical environmental direction operating under the guise of global warming and the supposed idea that we need to limit our carbon emissions. So this symbolic gesture of dimming the lights globally was instituted, and then some reporter from WorldNet Daily drove past Al Gore's house, and it was lit up like a stage event, you know? Anyway, now we have these environmental nutcases talking about how these global warming, you know, because it's been problematic for them that the planet has continued to cool, okay? And they've been pushing this global warming nonsense. And so now they have to come up with some sort of explanation as to where the heat went. And now they're saying that the heat, well, that might be lurking beneath the ocean. Reuters reports missing global heat may hide in deep oceans. The mystery of Earth's missing heat may have been solved. It could lurk deep in the oceans, temporarily masking the climate warming effects of greenhouse gas emissions, researchers reported on Sunday. Climate scientists have long wondered where this so-called missing heat was going, especially over the last decade when greenhouse gas emissions kept increasing, but world air temperatures did not rise correspondingly. The buildup of energy and heat in the Earth's system is important to track because of its bearing on current weather and future climate. The temperatures were still high, they claim. The decade between 2000 and 2010 was the Earth's warmest in more than a century, which is hogwash, ladies and gentlemen. It's absolute hogwash, but they continue to promote this nonsense like it's fact. They say the single-year mark for the warmest global temperature was stuck at 1998 until 2010 matched it. But the world's temperature should have risen more than it did, they claim. Scientists at the National Center for Atmospheric Research reckoned, and how much money in grants were these scientists given to say this is my question, ladies and gentlemen. Reuters says they knew greenhouse gas emissions were rising during the last decade, and satellites show that there was a growing gap between how much sunlight was coming in and how much radiation was going out, and blah, 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 blah. So anyway, they go on to talk about where did the heat go, and, you know, it's all hiding in the oceans now. So this is where your global warming is, apparently, according to Reuters and these grant-funded scientists who continue to spout this nonsense when the evidence, anybody who's not mentally ill and who has a thinking brain can tell that nothing could be further from the truth. It is not getting hotter. It's getting cooler. And really, you know, but originally, they were originally talking about global cooling as being the big demon. And when that didn't pan out, they switched to warming. So these people can't have it both ways, but they're certainly trying. But make no mistake, the name of the game is carbon credits, a carbon trading system, and they're going to do their best to try to implement this. And if they get this their way, there is literally nothing you could do, nothing you can do without paying this carbon tax. I mean, it's one of the most draconian things ever known, one of the most draconian ideas. I mean, you can't even have a fire in your fireplace without emitting carbon emissions. You can't do anything. All right, moving along here. Oh, here's another idea. We've talked about this on the show in the past. Daily Mail out of the UK now is talking about these reformations. You know, these are the Agenda 21 burials. This is another idea that's being furthered in the name of supposedly saving carbon emissions. They say, forget cremations or being buried. How about being liquidized? Funeral homes bring in machine which turns dead bodies into brown syrup. They say a Florida funeral home has introduced an eerie alternative to burial or cremation, body liquefaction. The stainless steel machine can dissolve a corpse in just under 3 hours, and the brownish syrupy liquid is then pumped into the municipal water system. The bones remaining can be ground down and returned to the family, rather like ashes from a cremation. Now, they have a picture here, this big shiny machine, which looks like a bank vault, only it's got a meter on the front. And the guy, evidently, who's with Reformation Limited, which is the name of the company, his name is Sandy Sullivan, he's standing in front of this machine. They say Reformation is an environmentally friendly alternative to burial or cremation, according to a BBC report. The Anderson McQueen Funeral Home in St. Petersburg had a body liquefier put in just days after Florida became the seventh state to legalize the machines. They plan on trying out this thing. I guess they haven't even tried it out really on dead bodies. They've tried it out on other things. But this is what's coming, ladies and gentlemen, if these green weenies get their way under the name of protecting the environment. I can't believe we're already up to break time. All right, I got to move fast. When we come back from the break, we're going to touch upon the military operations that are going on. We also have updates about the Fast and Furious program, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, and the government complicity in terrorism. Lots to cover in a few minutes to cover it. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
All right, we're back. This is Government America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, in a few minutes, we should be bringing up Kurt Haskell, and he's going to talk about his ordeal on Christmas Day 2009 when him and his wife were aboard the Northwest Flight 253, and the underwear bomber, Umar Farouk Abdelmutallab, set off his underwear bomb aboard the flight. We're going to get his perspective and an update on the case coming up here very soon. All right, in the meantime, I wanted to say real quickly here that if you folks out there have a blog, a lot of people have blogs now. It's short for web log. Basically, these are little websites where people can easily post things to the web. Many people have them now. You don't have to know HTML. They were developed several years ago now for the idea that to make web posting real easy, but a lot of people have been using these things to expose the New World Order and to expose the globalists and all of this, but I'm seeing more and more. There are examples of, in particular, Google, who owns the popular blogging site Blogger. They are deleting important blogs. They are wiping them out, just hitting the delete button after all of this information goes out there, And most people don't, you know, have the foreknowledge and forethought to back up all the information. So once Google hits their delete button, it's gone forever. Unless you can go to, you know, sites like the Wayback Machine, which is available at archive.org. You can put in the address, and sometimes you can get some of the information back at least. But this seems to be a pattern more and more that's going on. The latest case, I just found out this morning that the Activist Post, many of you folks will remember the Activist Post. It's been a website releasing some very important information, a critical cog in the wheel, I would say. Well, it suddenly just disappeared. Apparently was being hosted by Google's blogger, and now it is no longer in existence. I have verified this. Anybody can go there and put in activistpost.com, and you get blogger. Sorry, the page is not found. And unfortunately, and I'm sure they'll be back, but will they be able to get all their material back and reassembling all of this? Eric Blair, who was the co-founder of the Activist Post, he released a statement. He said, clearly, this is a huge setback for us in the work that we do. He says, our entire crew is working on resolving the issue and restoring the website. We certainly look forward to an explanation from Google. So there you have it. Just a word for the wise. If you folks are hosting a blog on Blogspot or Blogger, then I highly encourage you to probably think you should probably seriously consider shifting it to someplace else, because it may not be there someday. Because this seems to be a pattern with Google. I don't know what their motive is. Well, I highly have a suspicion what their motive might be. Anyway, so there's a word for the wise. All right, we have some operations going on. I mentioned before the break, there's a military operation currently underway. I was just talking to John in Tennessee before the show about this, and we have this up on the website. There's an official statement from the Douglas County Sheriff. There's Operation Mountain Guardian, an emergency exercise. This is dated September 23rd. Apparently it started yesterday. But the official statement from the Sheriff Department says, Operation Mountain Guardian is a terrorism-based full-scale emergency exercise scheduled to take place in numerous locations in the Denver metro area on Friday, September 23rd, 2011. Now, according to what John says, it's supposed to continue all week through the 27th. But anyway, they say the exercise will involve first responders from 81 different agencies, and it will be conducted at 10 separate locations and will include loud noises, simulated weapons, smoke, emergency vehicles, and other equipment that will be audible and visible throughout the day. The purpose of this advisory is to provide information that can be disseminated to the public ahead of time to avoid confusion or concern on exercise day, as well as to invite media coverage of the event. Operation Mountain Guardian will be held at the following locations throughout the Denver metropolitan area. And they have a long list of, you know, Park Meadows Mall, Smedley Elementary School, holding these things at schools, Denver Union Station, Community College. Anyway, we got all this stuff going on. Of course, the Denver International Airport is involved. Sky Ridge Medical Center, Denver Health Medical Center. How much is all this stuff costing? You know, it seems to me like there was just something in Congress right now about a funding bill for Federal Emergency Management Agency where they were talking about how bankrupt FEMA was. And, oh, if we don't get this bill passed, why, FEMA's going to go bankrupt and all those poor flood victims are not going to have any relief. You know, all the people in the fire zone in Texas aren't going to have any relief. And yet look at all the money being wasted on these nonsensical drills that are huge, massive, some of them multi-state, but certainly multi-location. How much is all this costing at a time, and does any of this ever work? It's all based upon the lie that terrorism is existing, when we know that the other side is creating the terrorism everywhere we turn. All right, and that brings us up to our guest, which hopefully we'll be visiting with after the break, Kurt Haskell. He was on the flight, as I said, Northwest Flight 253, Christmas Day, 2009, when Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab set off his underwear bomb. We're going to talk about that some in just a few minutes. Stay with us. This is Governed America.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. Once again, the website is www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. And on the website, under the guest information, we have links to the Kurt and Lori Haskell's websites, their blog where they talk about some of this stuff regarding the terrorism incident that happened aboard Flight 253 on Christmas Day of 09. And lots of other information as well. We have stories now about the drug cartels in Texas, the U.S.-Mexican border region, as we have bodies hanging from bridges in Mexico now. This has been going on for some time, but they're warning social media users down there in the area not to be posting things on Facebook and different social media outlets, or this could be you. You know, in the meantime, we also have information. Of course, we've covered the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearm, their Fast and Furious program. They were complicit in arming the drug cartels. This is a well-documented fact. This is going on. There are hearings going on in Congress right now about this. And there are some other information coming out now that there's some whistleblowers that are saying that the FBI could very well be complicit in this whole thing. We have all that information. Maybe we'll cover it some a little bit later on in the show. But this kind of thing, arming the terrorists, arming the drug cartels, staging international terrorism events to implement some predetermined outcome. In the case of the ATF Fast and Furious program, we know that they wanted to increase gun control laws, crack down on the gun shops and what have you. And so it's the Hegelian dialectic, ladies and gentlemen. It's creating the crisis, conditioning the minds of the people to accept the change, and then introducing their own predetermined outcome and implementing the controls. And we've seen this pattern over and over and over again. And so we're going to talk about another example of that today with Kurt Haskell. We've had Kurt and his wife, Lori, on the show. I said, I think it was about a year and a half ago, it was early 2010, right after this whole thing happened. He's back now because the gentleman, that's the wrong word, the man who was involved in this situation, the underwear bomber, Umar Farooq Abdulmutallab, his trial is coming up right now. My understanding is jury selection has already begun. And so here to give us an update about the case, to talk about his life after the incident, is Kurt Haskell. We're happy to have you back, Kurt, on the program. Welcome back to Govern America.
Thanks. Glad to be back.
You know, why don't you start by giving those folks who haven't heard you before, who are not aware, you know, I mean, I think most of this audience is aware of the incident, but can you take us back to the actual incident and give us a walkthrough of exactly how the whole thing transpired? My understanding, you were at the airport in Amsterdam, and you witnessed a sharp-dressed man help get this guy on the flight, right? You and your wife, Lori, were sitting on the floor at the counter, and you were playing cards or something. Is that right?
Right, exactly. Yeah, we were sitting on the floor because there weren't any seats. It was a full flight, and a lot of people had Christmas packages and had their coats thrown on seats, so there weren't seats for two of us together, so we're playing cards on the floor by the gate where you go down the hallway and get on the plane, and there's a desk there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry?
No, I was just can you talk directly into your phone? I don't know if you are or not. You're kind of fading on me a little bit.
Am I? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to. Let me go to a different room and see if that helps.
Okay.
Yeah, we're sitting on the floor playing cards, and I saw two people approach. Is that better? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. So I saw one of the men who looked like a poor, I'd call him a poor teenager, African
mm-hmm.
kid. He had
mm-hmm.
on jeans and a white T-shirt, and that's it. No coat, no packages, you know, nothing like that at all, no bags. And he was with looked like an Indian man. He had on a tan-colored suit, and he looked like maybe he was 50. So I thought they were an odd pair. And I was just kind of watching them as we were playing cards. I thought they were an odd pair. I wanted to try and figure out why they were together. And they went to the counter together. The African kid didn't talk at all. The Indian man said he needs to get on the flight, but he doesn't have a passport. And the girl at the ticket counter said, well, you have to have a passport to get on the plane. And to which he responded, the Indian man, he's from Sudan. We do this all the time. And she then said, well, you're going to need to go down the hallway and talk to your manager. And she kind of pointed them down this hallway. And that was the last I saw them at that time. They went down the hallway and I quit watching. Well, I didn't think anything of it at the time, but a few hours later, as we're coming into land in Detroit, the African kid tries to light a bomb and take down our flight. So, you know, I didn't realize that until I saw him as he was being handcuffed and taken off our plane, and I got, you know, maybe 20 or 30 second look at him, and I realized, wow, maybe I had seen something important.
Right.
But, you know, at the time in Amsterdam, it didn't mean anything to me at all. You know, it's just something weird going on. You know, I didn't think this poor African-looking teenager was going to try and blow up her plane.
Certainly
so
not.
I didn't say anything at the time because it didn't mean anything.
Right.
So, you know, the flight was pretty uneventful. The as we're coming into land, we're at about 20,000 feet. The pilot says, you know, flight attendants, take your seats. We're going to be landing in Detroit soon. And one of them walked by my seat and said, something smells like smoke. And that got me to look
now,
up. And
now, where were you sitting on the plane, Kurt?
Okay, I had the, my wife, Lori, had the right window seat in row 27, and I had the seat next to her.
Okay.
And I looked up, and I could see smoke and a fire in row 19 by on the left side of the plane.
So you were right behind the incident when it happened, right?
Yeah, well, eight rows, right, so which isn't very far.
Right.
You can clearly see what's going on. And that was on the left side of the plane, so it was at an angle, and I had a pretty good view. And, you know, there was a skirmish going on, but I was more looking at the fire because the fire was growing fast and spreading. And the skirmish wasn't really, you know, much of a fight or anything. One guy grabbed the other guy and kind of hauled him away. So at this point, I didn't even know that this was a terrorist attack. I thought maybe it was, you know, an electrical fire, some malfunction where this guy got hurt.
Uh-huh.
It was that little of a skirmish. People were screaming, fire, fire.
So there was panic across the flight.
Oh, yeah, there was a lot of panic.
Mm-hmm.
And a flight attendant grabbed the fire extinguisher and ran over and put the fire out, you know, and maybe the whole thing lasted a minute to 2 minutes, something like that. Pretty short.
Very, very quick incident. It was contained rapidly. There was a lot of smoke, but it wasn't enough smoke that you would choke on. It was just something to kind of create a haze in the cabin?
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of smoke, but, you know, the fire... The little while it burned, it was burning really fast and spreading. It went up the wall to the ceiling and burned two seats and the floor. So it was pretty scary. Pretty scary event. And the pilot came back on and said, he only said two words, emergency landing, which is enough to scare, you know,
scare
the pants off of you. And we could feel the plane speeding up. Instead of slowing down to come in and land, he sped up. And, you know, we're on the ground. It still took about 10 more minutes till we landed, so that was a pretty scary 10 minutes, let me tell you.
Yeah, I bet.
And we landed, and here am I thinking, you know, we're going to land, the chutes are going to open, we're going to jump off the plane immediately and get off this plane. No, that's not what happened. They taxied to the gate just like any other flight. Law enforcement ran on the plane. They told everyone to be quiet. Sit in your seat. You're not getting off the plane for a while.
Okay, so you're on the tarmac. You're on the runway, and you're basically. What did they do with him? The guy who set off his pants. I mean, set off the bomb.
They hauled him into the first class area, and I didn't have a view of that area, but they held him there somehow. I'm not really sure how.
So he was still on the flight with everybody else.
Yep, he was still on the flight in the first class area. Law enforcement comes on, you know, there's pieces of the bomb laying all over the place. The law enforcement doesn't even come in and do anything with the bomb or pieces of it. And they don't even really come into our section. I was in the front section behind first class. They don't even have anyone there checking for accomplices, you know, other bombs, nothing. And here we are sitting on this plane. They're all in the first class section talking to Umar, the bomber.
Right.
And, you know, they really had no regard for the safety of us at all. We sat there for 20 or 30 minutes at the gate. You know, another bomb could have blown up and taken, you know, half the airport out.
Were you thinking this at the time?
Why are we not getting off this plane?
That would seem to be the logical question, wouldn't it?
Yes, and I was almost ready to just open the emergency door and jump out myself, even with them not okaying it. I was sitting one row in front of the emergency door, and that thought did cross my mind. But that becomes kind of telling later on, and I'll get into that in a minute, why we were sitting there so long. And then they eventually take Umar off the flight, and that's when I make the connection that it was the same guy that I saw in Amsterdam. And then we're all taken off the flight. They let us get our bags. Again, why? Not only are we disturbing a crime scene, but they don't know if there's another bomb on board. And actually, Umar is yelling as he gets off the flight, there's another bomb on board.
Oh, he's saying this.
He's saying this as he's getting off.
This is the first time I've heard that, because
yeah.
prior to prior to this, I hadn't realized that he actually ever even said anything. Because I remember talking to you before, and you had said that that basically he didn't even wince when the bomb went off in his pants. He didn't even show any signs of any pain or anything, which is just remarkable.
Yes, he didn't say anything at all. And actually, I didn't see him. Or I didn't hear him say this. I know this because I was told this by another witness who was on the tarmac. And it's a person I know outside of this incident, so it's very credible to me. He was saying this after he got off the plane, but while he was still on the tarmac.
Okay.
So anyway, we're then all taken off the flight with our bags. We're put in an evacuated cargo area in the airport, all on one wall, and we're told to stand there with all our bags. And again, you know, how do we know that there's not a bomb in any of these bags? We stand there for an hour, and again, that's some more evidence of what I'm going to tell you in a little while. Stand there an hour, they finally bring in some bomb-sniffing dogs, take them around all our bags, and one of them sat down by the bag of another Indian man, a guy wearing an orange shirt, which is an indication that there's an explosive in the bag. This man was taken away then into a side room for questioning. He was in there maybe an hour. He wasn't handcuffed yet, but then they brought him out after an hour. Then they handcuffed him and took him away. And then law enforcement came up to the rest of us and said, I'm sure you've seen what has just happened here. You're not safe in this room. We're going to take you to another room now, and, you know, you're going to stay there for a while. So then we're all walked out of this room and put in, like, a long hallway, and we stand there for a few more hours. When law enforcement comes back and says, we believe we have those responsible for this in custody, not the man, those, plural.
Isn't that interesting?
Responsible for this in custody. We're going to take you back to the original room now. We're going to question everyone for a few minutes, then you'll be free to go, which we did. Lori and I did our interview. I gave the FBI agent, you know, my indication then of what I saw in Amsterdam, telling them about the man in tan suit, et cetera. They took notes. And then we left. So here I am thinking I'm helping law enforcement catch, you know, the third man in this, the man in the tan suit, plus we have the man in the orange shirt and Umar. So here I am thinking I'm helping, but I would soon figure out that I'm not helping. They really don't want me to say anything about this. And it's become more and more evident as time goes on what really happened here.
What was your first indication that they wanted you to keep quiet about this?
Well, my first indication wasn't really that they wanted me to keep quiet, but that maybe they had a different plan here. Because the first indication was this. When Ron Smith, who is the customs spokesperson, came out in the media and said, oh, nobody else was taken into custody at the airport from this flight. That was my first indication, and because I knew that was a flat-out lie, because he was standing with, you know, over 200 passengers, and nearly all of us saw this man taken away. So I knew right then that that was a lie, and, you know, and I started becoming suspicious. And then with that lie, I was interviewed by the media, and I exposed that as a lie by Ron Smith, and then other passengers were giving interviews backing me up saying that was a lie. And the story kept changing in regard to the second man arrested. First, you know, there was no man, and then it was, oh, there was a man, but he was taken into custody on an immigration violation. Remember, he was taken away because dog sniffed an explosive in his bag.
Mm-hmm.
So that, I exposed that as a lie, and then they came out and said, oh, he was taken into custody, but no, he was from a different flight. And then I came out and said, well, that was impossible because we were the only ones on this whole floor. No other passengers were there. You know, and I did this five times. Their story changed five times. So it was very clear to me that this was going to be some sort of cover-up early on.
Yeah, and it's important to note at this point that your story, Kurt's story, has never changed once.
That's right.
You've been consistent throughout it, exactly. And I know, I mean, anybody who's been following you, you've appeared on a number of other radio programs and TV as well.
Right.
Your story has been consistent from day one. And that's very important, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if I mentioned this or not. I probably did. But I just want to point out, too, ladies and gentlemen, that this you're not listening to the testimony of just some ordinary Joe off the street, some Jerry Springer watcher who just showed up and decided to say, hey, this is what I saw. These people have very well respected in the area in which they practice law. They are practicing attorneys in Taylor, Michigan. They have more than one location. I mean, they have a thriving law firm. And my point is that they're very well versed in understanding how they deal with witnesses, eyewitnesses, and people, evidence all the time. They do preparation for court cases, so they're very well versed in how evidence should be assembled and put together. And so this is a formal area of training for them. Very credible witnesses, and their story has never changed once. All right, Kurt, we have a break coming up. Let's go ahead and take the break, and we'll continue with this account on the other side. Stay with us, folks. Later on, we'll open up the phone lines if you want to call in and talk to Kurt. So as the second hour progresses, stay with us. We'll be back.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, visiting with Kurt Haskell. He and his wife, Lori, were on board the flight, Northwest Flight 253, Christmas Day 2009, when they witnessed, just before the flight, a sharp-dressed man aid the would-be terrorist, I can use that word, Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab, get on the flight.
Special procedures evidently were taking place to get him on the flight, and then he set off his underwear bomb, which led to a number of different controls with TSA groping people and the naked body scanners at the airports. And before the break, we were talking a little bit about the incident, kind of rehashing some of what happened there. You were at the airport, Kurt, and you had landed. You said you were on the plane for 20 minutes. They kept you there when a bomb could have gone off. Again, you said the Abdulmutallab was actually screaming that there was another bomb on the plane when they took him away, and yet they kept you there. And then you got in the airport. The bomb-sniffing dog did his thing. They moved you to another room. Where did you go from there?
Okay. As I was telling you, you know, the cover-up began with the lies by Ron Smith, customs spokesperson, and then a few days later, I got a second visit from the FBI at my law office, and, you know, two FBI agents came into my office, and the first thing I said to them was, you know, why don't we start with, you know, are you showing me a picture or a video of the sharp-dressed man at the Amsterdam airport? You know, I can help identify him. Seems to me he would be a co-conspirator we need to identify here.
Sure.
And they both looked at each other and kind of chuckled and didn't say anything more about that. So then I really started to figure out that this was a cover-up. They really weren't too interested in what I had to say.
They chuckled.
And,
that
yeah,
is a very
kind of a yeah,
reaction.
Just kind of, you know, a half head turn, looked at each other, and a little bit of a chuckle. So, and, you know, and didn't respond anything further to that question of mine. So then I really started to think, you know, something else is going on here.
Yeah.
Right. And they showed me a series of, I think it was 10 pictures. And I looked through them, and 8 of them, I said, I don't know who this is. And then the last 2 were of Umar, the underwear bomber. And they kept trying to confuse me, trying to get me to think that these were 2 people instead of 2 pictures of the same person. So to me, it was, I think they were trying to either have me question myself or to try and get it on record that, you know, I couldn't even tell the difference between 2 pictures of the same man, something like that. That was the purpose for the visit, not for me to actually help the investigation.
Didn't it take a while for them to come even see you? I mean, it seems like, didn't you start doing media appearances about this whole thing before they ever even came to see you, and finally they did?
It took a few days, but it wasn't real long. It was just a few days.
All right.
So then I'm really starting to think something's going on. And then about a week after this, I get a call from a passenger, and he says, "Hey, Kurt."
Okay.
You know,
okay. Let's hold it right there. That's a good cliffhanger. We're at the bottom of the hour. Let's go ahead and take the top of the hour break, and we'll continue into the next hour, folks. So we'll open up the phone lines a little later on if you'd like to call in. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We have a lot more ground to cover. He's going to bring us up to speed on exactly what's going on today. But you're certainly welcome to call in. 800-313-9443. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. We'll be back in a few minutes.